Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Beautiful surprise for you on the playground today. Yes, indeed. It's a beautiful spirit, a beautiful soul. I am so thankful to have him as a playmate on the playground of life, the play experience. Victor Richards. He's a choreographer. He's a poet. He's an actor. I'm gonna bring him on right now because I like to bring on out of the expression of the playmate, the guest, who they really are. So Victor, are you here? Are you here in the playground, Victor?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Whoa, can I hear you? Whoa,
I can hear you. You were sending me to Loveland right there.
Oh, man. Yeah. That is the beautifulest sound I've heard all day. Thank you for that sound, Victor.
It's a pleasure.
Yes, indeed. Come a little bit closer to the phone for me. I want you to give the audience who is Victor Richards, and then what do you sound like?
Well, tell me, does that sound better? Because I'm as close as I can.
Oh,
that sounds.
Oh no, no, it sounds much better, much better.
Okay, good. That's good. Yeah, so they're feeling me. They're feeling me.
Yes, indeed. So who is Victor Richards?
Who is Victor?
What is your sound like? Yes.
I'm in the UK. Leicester in particular, in the UK. And I run my own theatre company called VJ's Theatre Productions. I specialize in cultural drama, poetry, workshops, and I've been doing it for a number of years, over 15 years now, and I enjoy it. I enjoy working with all kinds of people, young, old, different backgrounds, different levels, and it just brings me joy to see people grow, learn, explore, discover themselves, their voices, and networking and working with other people. But the work that I specialize in is I have a particular interest with heritage, our parents who came to this country in the UK in the last 40, 60 years. And I like that area, the early 50s and the 60s, because there was so much respect. There was so much tradition in so many ways, the food, the music, the clothes, the close-knit communities. And I suppose over the years it's never left me. You know, it's always stayed. Mm-hmm. As our elders grow older, they pass on and they leave their legacy behind. And in a way, my work, the work that I do, I've tried to keep that alive, you know, in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Passing that information on to the younger generation, who by far they are familiar. We're all familiar in some way from our parents and family. But it needs to be reinforced from time to time, and that's what's good about doing this.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's pretty powerful. I am just listening to you when you talk about the elders and, you know, the passing on of the information. You know, I asked you about your sound, and that pretty much answered the question, because when you talk about the ones before and the ones after, you know, you're dealing with that whole recycling of all time. You know, and the energy that you're speaking about when you talk about them going on, I wanted to kind of touch upon that. You know, personally, I've been dealing with an elder, my son, transitioning, you know, in the middle of it. And I've been kind of, you know, when that happens, you know, you kind of are in between worlds yourself when you're kind of close to them. And so when you're dealing with it, you're dealing with all time. You're dealing with what they were like, you know, when they first came in, what they're like now, you know, the children that they're not going to see, you know, afterwards, what can you pass on? That's really rich, what you just brought up for me, and I really appreciate it, you know, because when we talk about sound, we talk about ones who have gone and they didn't even really get to express their true sound. You know, the whole energy of not being true to yourself, not being honest about what you're really feeling and what you really want to say and how you really want to communicate this, because you either think that somebody is going to get upset because you didn't say it right, or, you know, you're trying to please someone else other than the creator within yourself, you know? And so when I think about what you're saying about the elders and passing on that information to the young ones, I believe that some of the unspoken words you're even passing on to them.
So, I mean, I love what you just expressed to me. It's very true. It feels good. It's right. And the fascinating thing that I find over the years is, I mean, I haven't even talked about the shows or named the shows. I don't know. Maybe that will come out of me later, you know, but I just feel it's just enough. And I think the listeners will understand when we talk about parents, we talk about family and tradition and history and, you know, and how things used to be, you know, when we were growing up as children. I think that it's all right there. You know, without talking about me per se, if that's to come out later on in the program, then let it be. But I'm not going to force anything, you know. And that's what I like about, you know, talking to you, Ambassa, and the way we've connected. It just feels so natural, so right. And I'm glad to say, even talking on air, it's just the same as talking to you any other time. It's just so natural.
Indeed.
You know, I don't say anything special. You know, I just say it's natural, you know. But, yeah, seriously, to me, what I'm trying to say now is why the things that have made me or inspired me to continue doing the work for so many years, particularly touring one particular play, which is called Streets Paved with Gold, where I dress up as a character that is sort of like 30, 40 years my age. It's like, for me, it's just the people. It's just the audience. They know exactly what they're going to see, what they're going to get. And they come with their families, their grandparents. They submit. I take it into the churches, believe it or not. I got somebody calling me. And the thing is people will call me like years after, you know, and they will say, "Oh, you still doing that show, that one man play?" And I say, "Yeah, why?" "Well, you know, we like to come along and do it again." I'm thinking, and this has been happening for over 15 years. I don't know why. I don't know what makes something last, give you a shelf life for so long. You know what I'm saying? It's like that. It's just something that just keeps coming.
And that's another one that deals with that all times recycling energy of all time. So tell me a little bit more about that show. You said it's a one-man show, and give us the name again.
It's called Streets Paved with Gold.
I'll give you
the website a bit later on, and people can find out more information about that.
Oh,
it's a one-man play that I left my drama college way back when. Years ago, and I originally did it just to get some acting experience, and it's also attached with a workshop, so it's very much a community play. But I managed to get it out into the mainstream theaters, and I was always surprised how well it did, not just in this country, but in other countries as well, as far as Japan. But it's very much a community play. And it really focusing on a character who I created to call Augustus Cleveland Johnson, who arrived from Barbados at Tilbury Docks in London in 1948. And it's just like so many people who come to this country all those years ago, their first impressions, you know, when after the Second World War, what they thought, what they felt, And they wanted to stay for 5 years and then go back home if they made enough money, but that didn't work out that way.
That's always the story, right?
We're the first generation born here. So it's a play that follows the journeys through the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, to the present day, and how difficult it was for those people who come to the UK to make a life for themselves. And, you know, we're all familiar with the streets that are paved with gold, no Irish, no dogs, no blacks. It's filled with music, Nina Simone, Nat King Cole, all the things that our parents would be familiar with, the black and white photographs, the platform shoes, the Afro wigs.
I really want to see that. So do you have that somewhere where you already put it together on as a documented item where people can actually go in and see that, or are you doing
somewhere?
There's
a clip on my website. There's a minute clip on there. They can give them a much more clearer description than I'm giving them right now.
Okay.
I give it you now, or shall I give it you later? The website.
You can give it now because I like the now moment always, and then we can always come back and give it more.
So that is www.vjaytheatre.net. www.vjaytheatre.net. So there's a whole lot of information there about it. So let's continue where you are.
Okay, so now I want to ask you about staying with that for a minute. Streets paved with gold. Is there a part in there? Because I just love the way you just improv right at the moment. Notice. is there a part in there that you really, 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 really like? And I mean, I know you like the whole thing because you did it, of course. But is there a part that really that's yummy for you, so to say, and that you really like that you could share that part with us? And then I want you to also tell us why you like that part the best.
You put me on.
I loved it. And I do you 2 or 3 part questions because I know you can handle it.
You're asking me to act on the phone.
To
me, I love it. That's not
my act.
To me.
Not
that's
so much
heart.
Act. Just give us what you have.
I like it in poetry. I like it in poetry. I do it in poetry as well, but I try and give you a sense of it. So I'm just gonna get into my character now, whose name is Augustus Cleveland Johnson, as I said before, and he's about 80 years of age. All right, he has a little cough.
Yeah.
Good evening, everybody. How is everybody doing? Everybody all right? Good. Well, there's a part in here that goes like this. The Labour Charter Act, the Second World War, led to the 1948 British Nationality Act being passed, where child persons born in the Commonwealth countries and British colonies became British citizens and therefore had the right to enter, live, and work in Britain along the families. You know, looking for rented accommodation was just as difficult as finding a job. I had to walk from street to street looking. It was hard walking in those shoes, especially when you read signs saying no Irish, no dogs, no blacks. Made me wonder what kind of country I'd come to. Man, I tell you, one morning, I put on 3 pairs of socks, 3 pairs of underpants, my long johns, all of my jumpers, and my overcoat, and my chilby hat. Visited 10 rooms that morning. One I remembered very well, had to climb 5 flights of stairs, and when I reached the top, there was no carpet. The window was cracked. It was damp all over. The single bed was still with puking mass. It smelled bad. The owner said to me, "It's his best room. Take it or leave it." How was that?
I'm trying not to laugh. I was holding it back when I that was real good. All right, we're bringing out the sound. So tell me, why did you like that one? That part the best out of the play?
I chose that part because in the play, I mean, this is like probably 30 minutes into the play.
Mm-hmm.
The play's an hour and 15 minutes long. And those particular items that people caught the accent because it's a Barbadian accent. They get a sense of when I look at the audience, they start to smile because they remember those wonderful single bedrooms that they went for.
Yeah,
they remember
the
state of how it was and the landlord and they remember, but they had nowhere to go. They had to take it, right?
And
everything that, you know, the paraffin heaters, and it brings back all of those memories of living in a single room as our parents had to do in most cases when they came in the early 50s. So it just describes the whole life in that one thing, really.
Because
I'm not rated as a comedian, you know. I don't consider myself
a comedian. Right, right. Well, you were
people
making
just
me laugh.
Find that funny.
And I was trying not to laugh because I said I don't want anybody to get it wrong that I'm laughing at, you know, the situation. I was laughing because of the way you were bringing it, and that was excellent. I really, really appreciate that. We're going to take a break in a minute, and I'm going to come back at you with something else and give it another surprise. But anyway, anyway, let's go back to the workshops that you do. The workshops that you do, are they, I wanted to ask you before, with the workshops, you do the workshops and then you create a production out of it, out of the workshops that you do
There's two workshops that I do. There's a drama and there's a poetry. I can combine poetry and drama. I mostly use poetry these days. Why? Because it's easier for most people, particularly if they're coming from a background, they have no theatrical experience at all. It's much easier because with poetry, you just use three words. You get a person to describe three words, what it means to them, and you're amazing what they can come up with. But the idea is memory. I get people to use their memories because I don't really have the time to tell people what to do. It's so unnatural.
Mm-hmm.
People have so much information in their heads. It's just like getting them to put it in a constructive format. So if I asked you, for example, to choose three words, it will take you about 10 seconds. Choose three words, and what would your three words would be, Umbaso, if I told you to choose three words?
I love
Any
you.
Word. Yes.
I love you.
That's two.
I love you. That's three.
Three. Okay. Right. So if you chose, to describe each of those words. I mean, ideally, some people would choose love, one, and the other one is family, and the other one could be happiness or money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get them to describe them for less than 15 seconds each. They basically repeat it again, and then they realize that they practically always memorize these words. But each time you repeat the words, they keep changing, because that's how the mind works. But eventually, after a while, the words stick in your head. But when we get the words, then we start to work on your voice, and then your look, and then your rhythm, and then your style, and then you find the hook. And before you know, you have poetry. The drama, it's a similar process. It's just a little bit more complicated because it involves movement, you know. But what we have at the end of the workshop of 2 hours is usually a mini production of 15 minutes where people are either rapping or they're actually doing some sort of a character. And it's usually around a theme, because I give them a theme to work around, or they choose a theme. People choose anything to do with what's happening in the world, really, or what's happening in school, or what's happening in community, or they take off their parents, you know.
The beautiful thing is
they don't realize within the 2 hours, the way how I work in the workshops is using their natural ability that they become so confident that they're already ready to perform in front of strangers.
Right.
And that's what I like about the workshop. It's not just something they use and throw away. They remember it the next day.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful. I would like to do something real quick before I take the break. You said, you asked me for three words, and I gave you three words. And so Would you rather me give you three other words? Because I want you to take me through that really quickly, if you can.
Yeah.
What you just told me. Yeah. Just, you know, I just want to go through just a little bit of it, you know, just because it sounded very powerful and exciting when you talk about sound and expression. And like you said, the words started changing meaning. Then I was like, wait a minute, I got to catch up with that. So I don't want to pretend like I really got it because it sounded so powerful.
Choose your three words again. Let me hear your three words.
Okay, I say I will fly.
Yeah, single words. So love,
single
peace,
words.
Harmony, yeah.
Oh, so you're saying just any words. That doesn't have to be words
any words. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
It could be I say tree, earth, love.
Repeat.
How's that? Tree, earth, love.
Okay. Describe the first one in less than 15 seconds. The first word.
Green, leafy, and abundant.
Good. Second word.
What was the second word? Rich, loving, bountiful.
Okay. Good. Third word.
Me. love is endless. Yeah, that's good.
Endless, okay. Doesn't matter. If you've only got two words, that's fine. Okay, so I want you to repeat everything that you're saying again. Don't worry if it doesn't go in the same sequence. If the words change, just repeat and explain all three words together now.
Okay, bountiful, endless, I'm not doing good. I'm plucking, that's what I'm doing. I call myself a poet, oh, Lord, that will be the laughing stock. Okay, well, let's stretch that, let's go to break. I'll see how well I do with it.
I'll tell you what. You see the three words that you've got? You just hang on to those three words. Process it. Still
okay. You give me a little bit more time. Thank you. All right, we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Life we'll Conversations. Right, we dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the
community. It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ASK@LIFECOACHADE.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back. I remember my words. Are you with me, Victor?
Hear me loud and clear.
All right.
You still
okay,
hearing me loud and clear?
Oh, absolutely. I'm hearing you loud and clear. Very good. So, yes, I do remember my words, tree, earth, and love.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
you told me don't hold on to them, so I got them.
Let's just quickly recap. So explain the first word for me in less than 15 seconds.
Okay. I said leafy, green, and abundant.
Again.
And the second word was bountiful, nurturing, and life-giving.
Okay. So those are your three words.
Oh. That's my three words?
You told me? You explained? You,
no, my last
all three
one.
Words?
No, the last one was, I didn't express love. Love was endless and true.
Okay, all right. What I want you to do is relax, because I'm giving the interview now.
Okay. Here, you take the microphone.
I want you to now express all three words
all together. All together.
But don't say, don't but, don't, don't think about it. Just let it flow. And if you can't think of the word, simply ad lib. Quickly as you can.
I am bountiful, nurturing, loving, plentiful, life-giving, and true.
That's it. Now, don't laugh.
Okay, don't laugh.
I want you to do
time.
It
okay.
One more time.
Okay.
But I want you to just slow down. I think
okay.
I'm going to quickly slow down. Think of each word. Beautiful. Your memory is kicking in now, so you're going to remember it. And you may add. So this time when you go through the process, if you feel that you want to add a word or change a word and give a little bit more expression, feel free to do so, but it must be natural. Think of poetry when you're ready.
I am loving the trees that are bountiful and abundant. I feel the essence of the earth underneath me, nourishing me, and giving me life. I love endlessly as I move with time.
Fantastic. Brilliant. And what we do when we get everybody, and you can imagine you've got 6-year-olds doing this, you've got 13-year-olds, you've got people from all different backgrounds doing this. Now, what you've given me is 3 words would take you about 10 seconds to think of. You've given me about 20 seconds of amalgamating up those 3 words. What we then do in the workshop is we get the people to expand. We keep repeating the word, but we keep expanding until we get up to about two to three minutes. And and each time your character develops, your voice develops, and the whole thing develops. And what we do is we find a hook, because sometimes you keep listening to something, there is a hook in there, a bit like a song, you know. And we get them to a bit like streets, paved with gold, stories that's never been told. Or remember mama, remember papa, check out your family and discover your history. You know, you find a hook and everybody gets into the hook. And people team up as a group, so then they begin to choreograph the moves and they introduce themselves just like a full product. And it just comes from 3 words.
That's absolutely. That is
no script, no pens, no flip charts, no writing down. They do it all from memory.
Yes, that's a pad. That's a bam, bam. Because I'm telling you that I was out of sorts, you know, about everything that's going on around me. And you know what you did, I want to thank you, because if you did that for me when I was so separated and out of everywhere, just bringing myself back in, just breathing and bringing myself back in, and you just like just in that moment, I tapped back into my soul. I felt it. Felt it, and the power outage that was out, you know, was restored. And I really appreciate that, because when we restore, when we tap back in, we can restore ourselves. And the work that you do, well, I meant it just now when I said it's powerful, because just imagine, you know, this daily life, people that lose their way and forget who they are, you know, it helps them to get back within themselves and become more aware about who they are. You know, from the words that, you know, because when you talk about an expression and expressing yourself, the creator that's within us comes forward when we tap in. So you've given them an opportunity, you know, with 3 words, and I always use that, you know, three words. Don't give me nothing else, you know, just give me three,
yeah,
you know,
right.
Because it's something about that. You know, one, it seems like it's, you know, it's not necessarily enough. What I do is I say one word for this, one word for this, one word for that, but it's still three. You know, because it seems like that's the number for expression, and that to really bring forward that, and that's another topic. But bringing out that energy of from within is what I'm hearing that you're doing. And is some masterful work. And I really appreciate that you're here with us, amongst us, and moving through and in the way that you are. So I give thanks for that. So with that, I want to offer, is there anything that you're doing coming up that people you're in the UK, that there are a lot of listeners over there, so is there anything that's coming up that they can attend over there? Or you may be in another country, I don't know.
Well, I do hope to go out to South Africa and Ghana later on after October. But for the UK, I'm just getting in the Black History Month bookings now.
Okay.
I haven't got I've got specific dates, but not enough information in way of a flyer to express. But this information will be available within the next certainly next 4 weeks. I can have all that information once we've done all the negotiations. They would be in Wales. At the Critic Theatre, but also the Lyric Theatre. Lyric Theatre. I'm going to be doing my play Streets Paved with Gold, and I'm also going to be at the local library there as well as doing workshops at school. It's a wonderful opportunity for me. That's going to be the 22nd and the 23rd of October.
October, and that is Black History Month.
The 5th of October in London. That's going to be at the a church in London. The name excuse me right now.
That's okay.
But they can
find all of that on your website. Is that right?
Yeah, that'll all be there. But as I said, there'll be bookings coming in now, and it's just sorting out negotiations. But every year for the last 15, nearly 20 years, this is what happens. People will call and they'll have it come out and they'll do something either in poetry or drama. And that's lovely. And it'd be nice to actually one day come over here and then do something unusual.
Yeah, well, I'm so excited. I'm excited because, okay, now let's give the website again because I want to ask you to do something else really quickly.
The website address
is V's and
Victor. VJAY theater.net.
Right. V's and Victor, JAY. theater.net. I just want to make
That's
sure y'all
correct.
Have that,
yeah.
So you can go there and get all of those dates that are coming up, and they're going to be coming up fast, especially after this energy goes out and all around the world.
I also have a book website with author house and publishers in the States.
Okay.
And that's victorrichardsbook.com.
That's book, and it's not plural. It's book, B-O-O-K, Victor Richards book, okay, .com. Okay, good. All right, so now let's get back to business because we only have not that long left. So now you gave me something. You remember about sound that blew me away? You remember it?
Do you really want me to do that now?
I really do. Yeah. Can you do it right now?
It would work.
Time.
I think you've got to prepare your audience, though.
This is how I'm going to prepare.
From out
of the darkness came sound.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's I want them to resonate with that, and in the beginning of time, sound came as the oldest healer. Yeah, go ahead and explain.
Sorry, cross my eyes. I was saying I should explain before I begin that it's part of a musical. It's an African musical play written by Melanick Shabazz. Melanick Shabazz is a well-known director here in the UK. He's done several movies over the years for mainstream TV. Most recently, he produced a film called The Story of Lover's Rock. He's a very close friend of mine and many others as well. And the play that this piece of poetry is coming from, it's called the One, the Chosen One, and I play Horus, the god, and this is right at the beginning of the piece, really, I think it has everything that your program encapsulates and the reasons why people listen to your program, and I think the reason why we are drawn together. So I would like to, if it's okay with you, share that piece with you now.
Okay, yes. Thank you.
Out of darkness came the sound. The sound is a vibration of birth creation. Out of darkness came the spark that creates the light. The darkness, the sound. The light is the trinity of life. The sound, the darkness. The light creates many moons, many suns, many planets, and many sounds that live in each one of us. The African was brought forth to help and assist with the spirituality of all beings, with the music, with the breath, with the heart, with the drumbeat, all the vibrations of life. The African was brought forward to shine their light and be an example to other beings on planet Earth. The African has the power, the melanin, the breath, the connection, the tone in the voice. The word of the African has the vibration to connect with your heart, to connect with the drum, that connects with the trees, that connects with the flowers, that connects with the waves, and the rhythm of life is in all of these things. You see, the rhythm of life came from the African, the very first man and woman on Earth. The mission of the others, and there are many others. There are many other beings that have come in to take the African, of course from their lineage, of course from their spirituality, of course from their mind, their physicality, their food, their conscience, their rhythm, and their vibrations. Many things have been put in the way in the African to create destabilization, to create chaos of the mind, to create disconnection with the eternal body, disconnection with the heart, the drum, the nature, the food, the thoughts. Many things were brought in to cause discordance with the African. Many things have come in to cause brainwashing of the mind, allowing the mind to turn into a chaotic negative vibration, moving them off of their vibration, moving them out of the light into the darkness, where they can create nothing but pity from other people. The African was brought forward with great strength and honor, and his and her heart was pure. And he and her did not expect the revolutions of the race, the revolutions of the heart, the revolutions of the soul, the revolution of their entire being. Their entire vibration was knocked down, and we Africans have allowed this to happen. We open our arms, and when we open our arms to all these others, they came in with their vibrations, and they took the vibrations of the African, and they scattered it all over the earth and the universe, allowing it to dissipate, coming down into little tiny pieces. Unable to gather the whole again, we fell down. We fell down into the darkness. Our light was covered. Our light has been taken away. Our light has been taken away. And we allow this to happen now. There is to be a new dawn for the African. The generations to come will bring back the light.
I hear all of the applause around the planet.
No, it's such a powerful piece.
Absolutely. Thank I hear all the applause.
That opportunity to express the day.
Yeah, this has been totally delightful. I cannot believe this hour has gone by so fast. This has been totally delightful. I have just totally enjoyed every minute of you being here on the playground, and I really would like for you, I know that you've given so much already, but anything else do you want to share? You know, you have a few minutes. Just know if you want to share something before, you know, traveling back into dream world, because I know you're ready to go to sleep. We're not going front on that one.
Well, you know what? Yeah. I think it's been great. It's been great. You know, I really enjoyed. I think we started the beginning of this conversation talking about past, present, and the family, and mothers and fathers and grandparents and the whole history. Mm-hmm. I think it'd only be appropriate to end with a very short poem pertaining to that. If I have 2 minutes to do that, I think that would say more than anything else. And it's from my book. It's from my play. It's me. It's my life. And it's my life's work. And I hope you all enjoy it. It's called Remember Mama, Remember Papa. Check out your family and discover your history. I remember things were changing drastically. The riots in the early 70s and 80s were one thing, which led to bitterness and unrest for both blacks, whites, and Asians. We, the black youths, were not classed as British citizens, but were considered to be West Indians and nothing else. Remember Mama, remember Papa, check out your family and discover your history. Protests for better policing, education, employment, and opportunities took place in the former street riots. It was considered to be the only way to be seen and heard at the time. People began to acknowledge the shortage of black representation across the board, which needed to be addressed by government legislation. But we all know that people's minds, hearts, and attitudes had to change sooner or later. Remember Mama, remember Papa, check out your family and discover your history. My protest was subtle and silent in nature. I want to say thank you all for listening. You've been a wonderful lot. Thank you.
Before you leave, I have to give you a gift of Musiki Scales, a very, very, very beautiful brother like yourself. His name is Musiki Scales, and this piece is dedicated to you. It's called Spirit Dancer, because you're dancing all around our spirits. I really appreciate you. So I want you to enjoy it. Just sit back and enjoy it. Don't go to sleep yet. Just hang in there for a minute, okay? All right. Big hugs to you. Thank you so much. I love you.
Thank you.
All right. Take a care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Oh, Victor Richards, I know y'all got your fill. This is Spirit Dancer, Musiki Scales, and the Common Ground Collective. You can find them on Facebook. And stay tuned for the rest of the month, because if we started out this powerful, you know we must have something for you for the rest of the sounds of the month and of the universe. Much love. Ombasa out. See you next week.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.